Parental advisory warning. This podcast is marked with an E for explicit for good reason. I am a chronic swearer, so if you do not like swearing or have little ears around that you don't want to hear swearing, I suggest you switch to another show now. Philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Okay, I am totally mind-fucking myself and I want to share this. I don't know why, but I do. I've had a really rough couple of weeks. I lost a big contract that was going to be my bread and butter for the next while, and losing it really put me into a bit of a tailspin, not as big a tailspin as I have been before, though if I get really quiet and still or I think about it too much, I do feel this sense of impending doom, you know, that low level anxiety that. And what I am really aware of is that I've been here before, not in this exact situation, but in the feeling sense, in the, I guess, the overall theme sense too. It's been a big year for me in terms of the roller coaster. And being in business during going through a really huge personal roller coaster, which is now like, you know, 18 months kind of long. And I'm tired. I'm so tired and I really would like some smooth sailing. And I think we're not all, but most of us have been in this experience over the last couple of years. It's been very destabilizing to live in such a volatile time with what's been happening with the pandemic, with, you know, just the no concrete anything, nothing to grasp and hold onto. It's felt very unstable for many of us. And losing this contract has also been really destabilizing because what it was providing me was this security and safety. And in some ways that was a good thing. And it was absolutely what I needed because I still was processing the previous 12 months, right, of finding out about Miko's heart, waiting for the surgery, you know, like waiting for him to die, really, like just being on edge 24/7, waking up in the middle of the night, is he still breathing? You know, then navigating that surgery through closed borders and COVID restrictions and then the recovery of that and then, you know, going into a new year and having had my business on hold for kind of 8 months and the impact of that, but also the impact of the experience on me and my capacity and my ability to hold space and to, you know, guide. I just didn't really have that capacity. And so having this contract, it was kind of bittersweet because in some ways I actually wasn't that jazzed about the work. I was jazzed about the collaboration. I was jazzed about having the money coming in, but the work, the actual program that I was going to be producing didn't feel as aligned as I would have liked it, for want of a less wanky term. You know, there's lots of shows that I work on that I'm so proud to be a part of, like the project that I got off the ground with GP Training Queensland, which was all around Indigenous health. Like that is a project that I is still running today. I'm not producing it anymore, but I've set up the systems and put the people in place so that that show can run. And that's something that I'm really proud of. My work with Southern Cross Uni, the Regen Ag space, working on ground cover and then farming together. And then I just recently did a project with some farmers down on the Eyre Peninsula, you know, conversations with young farmers. And like all of that stuff, all in the Regen Ag space, all of that stuff. Oh, and then like Rafiki Mwema, the podcast I'm working on with them for The Rafiki Way, telling the story of this amazing charity in Kenya that a friend of mine runs. This is the work that I could put my name to and be really proud of because the people involved have been fantastic. The message has been something that I have really you know, being passionate about. It was something that I feel needed to be out there. And so it's something that I'm happy to stamp my name next to. But this project was going to be something that, like, didn't feel as impactful as the other work that I've done in the world. And there was part of me that was like, oh, okay, I got to work on this. Yep, you know, like it didn't feel ease-filled and flowy, but also the project kept getting pushed back and back and back. And as it kept getting pushed back and back and back, so did my desire to want to be involved. But, you know, it was going to be an amazing project for me to have some regular income coming in, you know, and have a set routine, which I felt like I really needed. And a few weeks ago, I launched Voice, which is a six-week exploration into your voice and your relationship with self-expression and creativity. And so that's kicked off, and I've got seven people in it, and it's really amazing. We've got our second call next week. Tomorrow. We've got our second call tomorrow. And so, you know, so it's just been good to be back in a space where I can come up with, you know, where there's been enough space within me and capacity within me to be able to come up with something, to be able to promote it and run it. Like, I haven't been in that space of capacity for a really long time. And so in some ways I feel like it's kind of a blessing because it has pulled the rug out from under me. It's pulled out the security blanket. And now I feel like I'm kind of being pushed to do my own thing. And yet it's been a complete mindfuck because I'm recognizing, like, I'm just watching my mind chatter around this, the ideas that I've had. I'm very aware that I don't want to get into this place of panic and this place of desperation because I've been here so many times before, and that's generally been my behavior. Quick, I've got to fix this. I've got to sort this out so that I can relax, right? So I get into this panicked mode of like desperation. Please see me. Please see me. I'm here. I can work with you. Look at all the things I have to offer, you know? And it's been interesting because I have noticed myself going down that path and trying to figure out all the things that I have of value that I could bring, and back to this place of figuring out what the fuck I'm here for, which is kind of annoying because I've been here so many times before, and you know, there's no shortage of things I can do. I was a copywriter. I'm great at writing. And so I could edit copy, and I could write sales pages, and I could create content for people with all my skills, right? Because, like, I spent 10 years working as a photographer, and I've run a voiceover agency for the last 17 years, all the production skills. I've been podcast producing for the last 8 years. Maybe I could do, you know, some stuff around audio. Maybe I could do like content creation because I love to take people out and, you know, take photos of them or whatever. Like, we could do like Instagram sessions, or I could do like, I could go into a business for a day a week and produce all of their social media content for the week. Like, there's so many things I could do. And yeah, there are so many things I could do. But do I want to do them? What do I actually really want to do? And when I think about what that is, it's the one-on-one stuff. It's the guidance. Like, yesterday I had a session with someone, and they had been, you know, kind of watching my work for a while, and we've had a few little conversations on Instagram, and she has this idea for a business and really wanted my input on it. So she got a session. We went through her idea and, you know, what, like, looked at it from all different angles and, fleshed out the idea a bit, but also really got clear on what her next steps are. Okay, so from here, where do you go? And I really love that work. I really love that guidance. I really love being with someone in their energy, in their ideas, and helping them to find the most efficient way to move forward. And that's what I love to do, help people out of their own shit to see a clear path forward and a next step, right? Because it gets so, it is so confusing sometimes. Like I'm in this place myself, right? Like looking for what's next, looking for, like I'm in a crisis of confidence at the moment. And it's ironic because it's what I help other people with. And I think I can help other people with it so well because I've had so many of these crises of confidence myself, which also just seems so ridiculous to me because on paper, I'm a fucking rock star, right? Like the things that I have done, when I write something about like, here's my background, you know, and I'm like, you know, worked in sales, was a top salesperson for the number one camera store in Australia, was the youngest female rep in the industry, went on to work in radio, headed the creative department, you know, wrote copy, produced ads, had a drive shift, went off and started my own voiceover agency, which was going to be a copywriting agent. Well, it was just going to be a copywriting service, but ended up becoming this voiceover agency. And I've worked with all of the biggest brands there are, Telstra, fucking Coles, Optus, ANZ, John Holland, Uber, eBay. They've all been my clients. Like, you know, from that, like producing 5 number one Apple shows, then going on to produce shows for massive organizations like Southern Cross University. That contract that just fell through was for a really, really big, big organization. And, you know, the coaching, the retreats, the masterminds that I've sold out, the, you know, all of this stuff. And yet I still question myself. I still question the value of what I can bring. I still have these crises of confidence where I start to, yeah, really doubt myself. And it's not, you know, the funny thing is I feel like it's not even doubting myself. It's doubting other people's ability to recognize that in me, which brings me really to the human design piece because I've been thinking a lot about it recently and, you know, is it even real? I don't know. Do I need to know whether it's real? Not really. But am I becoming overly identified with this idea of being a projector? Is this thing holding me back? Is it just another set of beliefs that I'm subscribing to, the same way I subscribed to the way business should be done, the same way I subscribed to, you know, like the way a podcast should be produced? Like I find that in my head there are all of these shoulds. It should like that you should do it this way, you should be this, blah, 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 blah. You know, all just deeply conditioned. And is human design just another system that I'm buying into to confirm what I want to believe about myself? You know, because for me, recognition is important. And people seeing me and seeing my talent and inviting that out, it's really important. I guess where I question it is, am I allowing this to hold me back? Am I allowing this idea of me being invited to stop me from putting myself out there? And, you know, I dislike having to promote myself. Because it feels like, look at me, look at me, look at me, I'm here, look at me, I'm desperate for your attention. And I kind of am desperate for your attention, which is the depressing part about it. I'm thirsty. I'm a thirsty motherfucker. You know, I do want people's attention. I do want people's recognition. And there's part of me that knows that I deserve that. And then there's part of me that goes, just get off your fucking ass and do something. And this is the place where I'm at the moment because I love the one-on-one work so much and I have created all of these offers on my website and, you know, tidied it all up and it looks amazing and it's very clear on all the different ways you can work with me, but no one's booking. And I mean, they are, but no one ever really just goes to my website and books a package. You know, or books a session, human design, they do. Like I'll just see a human design session pop in every now and then. And I'll see a Radcasters sale drop in every now and then. But the coaching stuff, it more happens with, you know, someone reaching out, how can I work with you? It never, rarely comes from just someone going to my website and going, oh, yeah, let me book this. But also I'm in this place where I, you know, I've got these sessions available. I think they're good value, but also maybe they're not good enough value. And then I trip into this whole thing around, like, you know, I offered these VIP days, and the VIP days are $750 for me in your business for a day, right? The school hours, and we can do it online or we can do it in person, and we can do whatever you want. You can come here, we can produce a podcast together and get it out in a day, $750, right? We can, we can work on your strategy for next year. We can content create. We can do everything together so that my energy is in your business and we're collaborating on this thing, putting the systems you need in place, you know, like whatever it is. And no one's signed up for that. And then I start to go, okay, because I actually feel like right now I'd rather be working with people for nothing, but I can't because I have bills to pay, and to be in their energy and to be guiding and to be using my skills. It's just such a mind fuck. It's such a mind fuck. So I've thought about doing some kind of, you know, cheaper sessions. I've thought about doing a mastermind. Again, a low-cost mastermind, because I don't believe that we should have to pay $25,000 to be in the energy of other people. And I don't think that's necessarily a wise investment for most people, because most business owners aren't turning over the amount of money that would justify spending $25,000 on an experience like that, right? Like, I feel like a low-cost mastermind is actually really needed, something that's more accessible to people who are not in a position to be able to invest $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 a month on an experience. But then what happens is my head goes, yeah, but then you're undervaluing yourself, and you probably just do it and won't get any signups anyway, and then you'll even be more bitter because you've offered yourself at a low cost and still no one wants you, right? That's the bit that hurts. There's still no one wants you. Yeah. So this is kind of where I'm at right now, is in this place of like fighting off the desperation. And this is so, let me tell you, sharing this takes a huge amount of courage, a huge amount, because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be nearly 20 years into being a business owner and still be facing this stuff. I should be fucking sold out. I should have full books from my experience, my wisdom, my intuition, my experience. I get results. People come to work with me and their lives change in huge, meaningful ways. My masterminds that I ran with Lisa and the ones that I've run on my own, people in those are still friends. They're still catching up 5 years on. They're still talking about the experience. And yet here I am, with not enough clients to fucking pay my mortgage. And yes, part of that is because I've had to take kind of, well, the last 2 years really off. Actually three, right? Because 2020, we're nearly in 2023. 2020, we had all the lockdowns. It was impossible for me to run my business in an effective way, to do all the one-on-one stuff when I'm also homeschooling and, you know, in lockdown, and Miko was a supported, as he works in disability support, so he was an essential worker out all day, and I was here trying to run my business, school, like as all of us were. But then to go from that, you know, insecurity of in and out of lockdowns, and then into what that does to us on a physiological level. Is quite in, like, I've actually been looking at just my health stats from my watch to my phone, and there is, like, you know, up until surprisingly up until June last year, when we found out about Miko's heart, my health and my cardio health was above average, and from June until now it's been below average because of the amount of stress that I've been under. And because of, like, the sickness that I've had this year, the flu, and then going in, you know, and then kind of trying to bounce back, and then COVID, and then, you know, now I feel like I'm coming back, but I do feel like what's next, you know, like what's next? What's gonna happen next? It's, yeah, I feel really destabilized and really just. Oh, tired. And also, you know, like, I have no problem resting. I have no problem taking it easy, chilling. But I know that I'm a more healthier version of me when I am doing the work I'm supposed to be doing in the world. I'm happier. I'm more engaged in life than, you know, like sitting around and, you know, it's just not particularly healthy for me. I love to be active in my mind. I love to be, when I ran that mastermind with 25 clients for frequency that year, that was the most amazing experience for me, because I had just full books. Every day there was a client session, and then, you know, up on top of that we had the group calls. Like, there was just a lot of energy happening. Because as a projector, if I do buy into the human design concept of being a projector, which I'm not certain of, but, you know, if I allow myself to really, you know, because let's break down what this means. For me to believe that I am a projector means for me to believe that things come to me, that recognition is my birthright, that people will not overlook me, that what I see and what I observe and what I know to be true is valued by people, and I should be compensated for that without hard work, right? That just brings up so much shit, because I've been raised in a capitalist society, and I've been raised by, you know, I'm in an environment where the amount of money we make is directly linked to how much we can do, not what we see. You know, like, anyone can come to me for advice, and I freely give it. And part of me is like, that's got to stop. Put a price on it. And, you know, and for me to believe that I can just kind of laze around and things will come to me feels true on some levels and not true on others. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in my head right now, and a lot of solutions going on in my head right now. And some of them are solutions that I'm so mind fucked, I don't know which way to go, right? Like, I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels right now, because yes, there are things that I could do, and yet every option that I come up against, there's like an internal counter argument for. I came up with this idea for a low-cost mastermind, and when I check in, I'd love to do that, because I'd love to have, like, when it comes down to it, what I really want to have, excuse the plane going overhead, is lots of clients. right? One, yeah, for sure, from the money perspective, lots of clients would be good. But two, I just want to be using my skills, my experience, my knowledge, my intuition. I feel the most amazing when I'm guiding people who recognize me. It's that simple. So what do I have to do to get there? Because I've had the brakes on my business for nearly 3 years. And some of the solutions that I've come up with could work, but then I'm like, would you really want to do that for that much money? Like if you, you know, and oh, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. Open head and ajna, fucking problems, right? Like all of the doubt, undefined heart. Oh my God. You know, don't know how to value myself. I watch some people that I've watched over the course of the last couple of years really grow and expand and become in demand. And I feel like I've been left behind somewhat, even though I know I have as much value to bring. But slapping a $5,000 price on my work doesn't feel like good. In some ways it does feel good actually, but also in other ways it just doesn't feel good because it doesn't feel, yeah. See, now I'm mind-fucking myself again. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because, I just feel like I've got to stop now. I've got to stop. I've got to go and do something else. Am I going to put this out there? Am I going to put this out there? Am I going to put this out there? It's embarrassing. It's, you know, it's very vulnerable. Is it going to help anyone or is it just going to make people think that I'm incompetent, incapable? Oh, these are all very real thoughts and very real feelings. But I'm going to suck it up. And if you're listening to this, it's because I sucked it up enough to hit publish and then probably experiencing some very deep regret about that. But it is what it is. Okay. Peace out. Carlos and Bees. I'm Carly Nimmo. Da 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 da.